Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Get Rich Slow Club podcast is a collaboration between Tash Etchman from Tash Invest and Anna Christina from Perla. The Get Rich Slow Club acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land we record on. From coast to coast, across land, waters, and communities, we pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Any advice is general and does not consider your financial situation, needs, or objectives, so consider whether it's appropriate for you.
Welcome to the Get Rich Slow Club podcast,
where we take you from beginner to confident investor,
where we can teach you everything you need to know about investing.
So come get rich slow with us.
We have some very exciting news. You might have heard about it already because we've been talking about it so much, but we wrote a book.
Yay! It's called How to Not Work Forever. And you might have actually heard of this title before because we've had a couple events by the same title. And it wasn't our original title. It kind of evolved into this. So we can talk about our process, but we wanted to just kind of share a little bit about it because it's a really huge thing and we're really proud.
Anna, why did you write another book like 6 months after your first book? How did this happen?
Do not advise this for anyone because it really did a number on me, but the opportunity came up. So I wrote my first book, Kids Ain't Cheap. And then Tash and I have been doing this podcast for a while and we got reached out by our publisher, Wiley, and they said, hey, would you guys be interested in writing a book? And it just seemed like the right opportunity. And we kind of, I couldn't say no. I don't know. Tash, why did you write the book?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. Like it kind of just fell into our laps, which is awesome. Like obviously I've been building the podcast and I've been building my social media for years now. So yeah, the opportunity presented itself and we couldn't say no. And then something I found quite interesting because I didn't know how it worked in terms of negotiating with publishers, but we took it to another publisher that we really wanted to work with, but they couldn't quite match the offer. So it was quite fun as well, seeing what different publishers could offer us and what we could get out of it too. And yeah, like it couldn't really say no to it. How can you say no?
Yeah, I guess that's a lesson too, right? You can negotiate everywhere, including with book publishers.
Including royalties and advances. We negotiated those, which is quite fun.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, when we got approached by Wiley to kind of write this book, they were suggesting kind of one topic and we wanted to do another. And then it kind of, we had to change our title halfway through the process. So it's been like a little bit of a bumpy ride holistically. However, I think the end product we're both really excited about. And a big reason for that is because we landed on a title that we both really connect with. Tash, do you want to talk a little bit about why and how we landed on How to Not Work Forever and what that actually means for the book?
Yeah. So initially we started with just an investing book because I wanted to write a really practical, here's the guide on how to invest step by step. But then when we had to pivot a little bit, we had done a South by Southwest event with a similar title. And then we did another Perla collaboration event as well. And it just worked out really well because I think investing can seem quite scary and daunting, but most people don't want to work forever. So it's a lot more inclusive and it considers a lot more elements as well, rather than just like here, invest and that's it. And then you'll live happily ever after. But like how to invest and like how to actually tailor it to suit your life and your goals and your values.
I think that's something that we really kind of connect with, right, Tash? Like your life has changed and evolved over the last couple of years, especially now that you're working for yourself more. So you've actually created a life that you love and a life that you have control over. And similarly for me, even though I'm always an advocate of like not minding working and feeling less stressed because I don't want to run my own business, what I have realized in the past couple of years is I'm happy to work more part-time and also have side projects on the side. So you and I have both created a life that we love, and none of that would have been possible for either of us had we not been investing, had we not had control over our finances, had we not been trying to like work towards some kind of financial independence. And therefore, in that process, we realized, well, financial literacy, so like understanding the stuff, financial capability, actually doing the stuff, kind of brings you to financial independence and wellness, which allows you to have a life and build a life that you love. So it just made sense to kind of put that together in a book.
Yeah, because we were initially approached to write a fire book. And my reaction to that was like, oh no, I don't want to do that. Like FIRE is not great. I don't know. Like most people don't want to achieve complete FIRE or financial independence and retiring early. But then we discovered through writing this that actually the independence is great. Most people don't want to retire completely. They just want that control and choice, which is kind of how we've ended up, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how we got to the title, right? Yeah. And we're really excited because I think other people connect to that too. And in writing this book, what we realized is that a lot of people, for example, will pick up the Barefoot Investor and they'll be like, okay, great. This helped me just organize my finances. And if you've read the Barefoot Investor and you're like, okay, great. I have my buckets. I know what I'm doing. I'm putting some extra in super. What do I do next? The way we kind of think of this book is like the next step. So you're ready to invest or you're ready to build your life. But what does that look like after you've gotten your kind of budgeting under control? And that's how we think of this book.
Yeah. And I really struggled when I first started learning how to invest to find really specific information to Australia. So with our book, we've got licensed advisors who've helped us create practical portfolios and actual examples of investments. You can go and use those or use them to start your research, which I'm very excited about.
We also share our own journeys along the way as well and some kind of tips. And we actually have stories from our community, people who are on their journey as well, whether they're beginners or advanced investors, how they think about their money, what their actual portfolios look like and what they're investing in.
So it's a great book and you should definitely buy it. But no, we would love it if you can pre-order if you are able to. We've created a few little bonuses for people who pre-order as well. So we're going to do 3 live Q&A workshop style sessions for those who pre-order. So 1 in April, 1 in May, and 1 in June. All you need to do is fill out a form, which we will share and attach your receipt there, and then we'll send you all the details. But we're very excited about that.
Tash, do you want to just talk a little bit about how it was writing this book? I know it's very different in terms of what you currently do on social media, you know. How was it writing for you?
It's a bit chaotic. It's interesting seeing it from the inside now because I had an idea of what it would be like. But yeah, it was hectic. I feel like I'm very good at nice, short, succinct TikTok answers, but having to go back and learning to write introductions and then the body paragraphs and the conclusions again was like going back to high school. So yeah, took a bit of work.
I think the thing was like we really tried to expand on some of the stuff that we do. It's really easy to do short form on social media. And then in the podcast, we do slightly longer form, right? Like we do these episodes that are a bit longer. But in a book, we really get to kind of dive a little bit deeper in these topics. So if you've been following us and listening to this podcast and you're wondering, well, why would I read this book if I'm already listening to your podcast? We dive a bit deeper into all of these considerations and thoughts that you might have. And also having practical advice and guidance guides along the way might be really beneficial for you.
And we try to do the podcast in a logical order. But obviously, there's lots of conversations that happen and we learn as we go. But with the book, it is in order. You can sit down and read it. There's lots of illustrations and graphics and things that you can look at as well. So it's just a different way of learning too.
And what makes this book a little bit different or special?
I think it's very special. I think the bit I'm most excited about is those example portfolios. Like we write about actual ETFs that are approved by advisors. So you can actually use that as a starting point.
Yeah, the book is authorized by General Advice Accredited Financial Educators. So that's also really exciting.
And we had it read by Sandlam and Guideway, and advisors contributed to it as well. So lots of people have looked over it to make sure everything is written in the correct way. So again, we would really appreciate it if you can pre-order the book. It helps us a lot. How the publishing industry works is the number of pre-orders impact how many bookstores want to stock your book and how much of your book they stock. So the pre-orders really help the book to do well and to get more people investing and to get more people seeing it. So we'd really appreciate if you can to pre-order it. And we will be offering those workshops, so keep an eye out for that as well.
Okay, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us. If you found this episode helpful, please rate us 5 stars, write a review, or share with a friend. If you're new to investing, make sure to listen to our first 10 episodes. Follow us at Get Rich Slow Club or Tash at Tash Invest or me at Anna Christina.
This show was brought to you by Natasha Etchman, who is an authorized representative, 12-99881 of Guideway Financial Services, AFSL 420367. And Perla, who is an authorized representative, 12-81540 of Sanlam Private Wealth, AFSL 337927. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to investing. So make sure you check out our financial services guides and read the product disclosure statement and target market determination for any investments you're considering. See our show notes for more info.
Mom
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.